Parshas Yisroel's Haftorah opens with Navi Yeshaya's very first Nebuah. Interestingly, although it appears a few prakim into the Sefer, Chazal tell us this was in fact the first prophecy Yeshaya ever received. B'shnas Mois HaMelech Uziyahu. At that moment, Yeshaya experienced an extraordinary vision, a Maisa Merkava, a revelation of the Shekhinah at the highest possible level. And Yeshaya is terrified. V'oimar, and he says, Oili ki didmesi, ki ish tmei sevasayim onoichi, ubesoich am tmei sevasayim. He cries out, I have impure lips. I live among the nation of impure lips. How can I survive having seen the presence of Hashem? A malach approaches, taking a burning coal, and touches it to Yeshaya's mouth. Vayaga al pi va'omer hine noga ze al svasecha v'sora v'necha v'chatoscha techupar. And he was mechaper him as an atonement, specifically for having spoken negatively about Klal Yisrael. Hashem then sends Yeshaya on a painful mission to warn the Yidden that if they refuse to do tshuva, the result will be devastation. It will be desolate cities. Im shou orim be'ein yoshev ubatim be'ein adam v'adama tishah shemama. Now the connection to this week's parasha is very clear. Our parasha describes Matan Torah, another prominent moment of Gilui Shekhinah on the highest level. The Haftorah mirrors the same encounter with divine presence, but from a very different emotional angle. At this point, the Sfaradim conclude the Haftorah, and the Ashkenazim continue. We hear about the alliance between Aram and Malchus Yisrael, who plan to wage war against Malchus Yehuda. Achaz, the king of Yehuda, is overwhelmed with fear. Hashem sends Yeshaya to reassure him, their plan will fail. Then the Navi jumps forward and tells us of a child who will be born to Beis David. It says the name of Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Hashem himself calls him this. This Chazal tells us refers to the great Tzaddik Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The final pasuk begins with the words Lemarbe HaMishra. There's something very unusual about these words. If you look at the Kri, it has an endomem, a mem stuma, a closed mem right in the middle of the word Limarba. The Radak notes a striking contrast. In Sefer Ezra, when the Navi describes the breached walls of Yerushalayim, the words Prutim ends with a mem pesucha, an open mem. The message is powerful. When the walls of Yerushalayim are open and broken, the Malchus is unstable. But when the walls are closed and rebuilt, then the rule of Malchus David can truly begin. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us a tragic continuation to Yeshaya's story. Menashe HaMelech, Yeshaya's own grandson, accuses his grandfather of apikarsis, of kfira. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no man can see Hashem and live. Yet Yeshaya said that he saw the Shekhinah. How could that be? The truth is that Moshe's Nevuah was on an entirely different level of clarity. Only that level was impossible to survive. Other Nevi'im could see the Shekhinah in a different manner and live. But Yeshaya understood that Menashe wasn't interested in terutzim and answers. And his fate was sealed. So he used a Shem Hashem and hid inside a cedar tree. Menashe discovered the hiding place and ordered the tree to be cut down. When the saw reached Yeshaya's mouth, he died. Chazal explained this was Mida Keneged Mida, punishment for calling Klal Yisrael a nation of impure lips. The Ben Yehoida adds a haunting detail from the Yerushalmi. Yeshaya's hiding place was perfect, except for one thing. His tzitzis were visible. Why the tzitzis? Ben Yehoida asks. Each corner has 8 strings and 5 knots, which equals 13. 4 corners make 52, the gematria of Ben, a child. Whether the tzitzis are in front, moving forward in Avodas Hashem, or trailing behind, when we fall backwards, we are still Hashem's children. And because we are his children, he forgives us. And that is why Yeshaya should never have spoken of Klal Yisrael as Tomei Sefasayim. If this is the standard applied to Yeshaya Navi, how careful must we be when we speak about other Yidden? The question remains, doesn't the Pasuk say, Vayaga al pi v'yoyma hine noga zel svasecha v'sora v'necha v'chatoscha techupar? If the Pasuk says that it was a kapara for speaking against Yidden, then why was Mida Kenegemida carried out, as Chazal explained, in the story of Menashe? It is something which I'll end off as a question. And next week we'll begin with the answer to this question. Have a wonderful Shabbos.